Hello everyone, my name is Chris, and this is actually my first podcast on here. So today I'm going to be talking about creating a custom ringtone for your iPhone that is silent. Now, why would you want to do this? Well, let's say you have alarms or you want to do something, I don't know, like, let's say you're at school and you want your phone to give you haptic feedback when you have to change classes or anything like that. Well, you can use alarms, but alarms produce sound. And if you choose to mute your phone, it still produces sound. So I haven't really found a way to get around that on the iPhone itself. However, if you make an empty custom ringtone, so just an audio file that's like a couple of seconds long, you can get around this. So I've already created the file. I used Goldwave to generate an empty audio file, but you can do anything you want. So let's get started here. I have my phone connected to iTunes already on my Mac, and I have the audio file on my desktop. So let me unlock my phone.
11:29 a.m.
Use Touch ID.
Settings, accessibility, back button.
Okay, open that up. Now let's go to my audio file, which is just called silence.mp3. Let's see.
Macintosh, silence.mp3, MPEG audio layer 3.
Okay. Now, because iTunes is not my default media player, we will hit Control Option Shift M.
Menu, open with, submenu.
Go down to open with, hit the right arrow.
Open, iTunes.app.
iTunes.
Silence.iTunes, iTunes, window, music, selected, radio button, 1 of 5 has keyboard focus.
Okay, and iTunes is already open, so let's go to music.
iPhone, my music, playlist, for you, new, radio, connect, iTunes, enable, songs, pop-up button.
Now, you want to make sure that's set to songs. That's going to be the easiest way to do this.
Music table.
Okay, interact with the music table.
Interact with, check mark, status blank, name, silent, level 1.
All right, we're going to hit VO Shift M to go into the shortcut menu.
Menu.
And go down to create AAC version.
Click, get, get album, get track, convert, reset, create AAC version.
Now, if you've created your M4A file from the beginning, you don't need to do this, so feel free to skip ahead, but I'm doing this for the benefit of people that haven't done this.
Press create AAC version, silent, text.
And you heard it ding over the speech. So,
iCloud.name, silent, silent, level 1.
We have two things called silent, and what you want to do is you want to go to the one on the bottom, and this is kind of tricky.
Silent.
You want to hit Control Option Shift M.
Menu. Play.
And go to Show in Finder.
Play, add to, get in, love, Show in Finder.
Of course, if you're on Windows, you would hit your Applications key, and I think it's Show in Explorer. But anyway, let's go.
Press Show, Finder, Unknown Album, Window, List View, Table. Silence.m4a, Apple MP4 audio.
Okay. Now, take the M4a. You want to copy it.
Copy. Silence.m4a, close all.
Desktop. I'm going to close out of this. I'm going to paste it on my desktop.
Silence.mp3, MPEG audio.
Okay, now.
iTunes.
What you want to do now, you want to hit Control A or Command A.
Select all.
On all your tracks and delete them, because
screen locked.
If you don't, it will sync those as songs to your phone, which you probably don't want.
Are you sure you...
So we're going to delete.
Delete songs. Dialogue.
Move to trash.
iTunes. Window. Previous. Dimmed. Scan for...
All right, so we're going to leave iTunes open. I'm going to Command Tab back to the Finder.
Finder. Desktop. Silence.mp3. MPEG audio layer 3.
We want to go to silent.m4a.
Silence.m4a. Apple MP4 audio.
And we're going to press Enter to rename it.
Silence.m4a.
I'm going to delete the A on the M4A, and I'm going to change that to M4R.
Are you sure you want to use .m4R button? Desktop, silence.m4R, ringtone.
Okay, it now says it's a ringtone. If we hit Command-O.
Open, iTunes, iTunes, window.
iTunes opens that up.
Go to the
and I can check that by going to
songs and music. Unable to iTunes connect radio. New rip for you. Playlist. My music. iPhone. More pop-up button.
Going to more.
iTunes audiobook app tones.
We go to tones.
More pop iPhone. My tone tones table. It check mark name silent silent.
Okay, yeah. It's called silent. Now we're almost done. So now we go to iPhone.
My iPhone. More iPhone. iPhone pop up. iPhone selected radio. iPhone eject button. 16 GB image battery. 96% charging image. Sell 5 items.
Okay, that gives the battery information.
Tones scroll area.
Tones now. If you don't have this showing,
playlist table,
you want to go to the playlist table and make sure that tones is checked. These are the different categories of things to sync on your iPhone.
Interact books.
So we need to go to
tones.
Tones.
Stop. Tones scroll area.
Okay. Interact with the tones scroll area.
Interact uncheck sync tones checkbox.
Now you have to make sure that's checked or this won't work.
Check sync tones checkbox.
Sync tones.
One tone. Sync all ringtones. Selected radio button. Sync selected ringtones, radio button.
You want to sync all unless you have different ringtones in here.
Sync selected.
So.
Stop playlist. Take new play. Audio 8 kilobytes, one song. Photos 30.3 megabytes, 12 photos. Apps 3.56 gigabytes, 73 apps.
All right, we're going to sync.
Apply button. Revert. Free 5-point.
Apply. Actually, apply it.
The iPhone is synced with another iTunes library on Chris's MacBook Air. Do you want to erase this iPhone and sync with this iTunes live? Press apply. Erase and sync button.
Yeah, we can do that.
iTunes window preview.
Because I was testing this out earlier and I messed stuff up. So
if you proceed without encryption, the backups will not include sensitive data. Encrypt backups.
No, we don't want backups.
Don't encrypt button. iTunes window.
You have to keep in mind iTunes is not my primary player. I only use it to sync ringtones and update my device and things like that. I don't use it as a primary device or to really sync.
Sync dimmed.
So now we go to the LCD area.
Pre-play, 100% LCD section. Enter, skip button. Syncing iPhone, step 2 of 6. Backing up.
It's backing up.
74% backing up.
Which is fine. I can always erase those later. So basically, it is going to sync. I'm going to pause the recording until that is complete. Okay, we are back. And it is done syncing, so I'm going to hit Command Q to close iTunes.
Quit iTunes Finder, desktop, silence.m4r, ringtone.
All right, so we're going to unplug the iPhone.
Monday, February 5th, 11:36 a.m.
And that happens. We're going to unlock the phone.
Settings, accessibility, back button.
Now, home. To verify that this worked, I'm going to create a timer. This also works for alarms and anything else that uses sounds to vibrate and stuff like that.
Notes, wild video, maps, clock, 11:30.
Clock,
edit button.
We're going to go to timer.
Selected, alarm, world, stopwatch, timer, tab, selected, timer, 0 hours, 10 minutes, picker item, 0 hours.
We're going to
10 minutes, 9, 8, 7, 6, clock, 4, 2, 1 minute, 59 minutes, 1. When timer ends, 1 minute, when pause, start, button. When timer ends, radar.
When timer ends, you want to click on that to choose a sound.
Cancel. When timer set. Buy more tones. Ring. Quiet. Silent.
And that was already something I already had. So let's choose silent.
Selected. Silent.
And as you heard, it just vibrates, and you can also set custom vibrations, but that's something else.
Quiet.
Now let's
cancel. Button. Ring. Set. Button.
Set. We're going to start this timer, and I'm going to lock the screen. So let's pretend, I don't know, I'm in class, and I'm doing my stuff, and then, oh, it's time to go. So I set an alarm or a timer, and instead of playing a loud bonk, bonk, bonk noise, it's going to vibrate discreetly in my pocket, telling me it's time to go. So we're just going to wait here. Until the alarm, or the timer, I'm sorry, goes off. And by the way, if you guys want this ringtone file and you don't want to go through all that trouble, You can email me and I will give it to you. I'll provide my email at the end of this podcast. So let's just continue to wait here. We should be just about ready to go. And
unlock button. 11:38 a.m.
Look at that. No sound. But it's vibrating. So, oh, it's time.
Locked.
It's time to leave. I have to transition to my next class, or I have to do something else now. So, there you go. Very nice.
11. Month timer done. Tap to stop button.
We're going to stop that. All right, you guys. I hope you have found this useful.
Screen locked.
Lock my screen. I hope you have found this useful. And again, if you want the ringtone file, you can contact me. My email is blindgamer87@yahoo.com. blindgamer87@yahoo.com. All right, you guys. I hope this podcast has been informative. And if you have any questions, you can feel free to email me. And I will talk to you guys later.